Life in the Gobi Desert. Aru, do you hear that? A wolf howls in the distance, and another one answers. Look up. Millions of stars fill the cold night sky. After the sun rises, herds of noisy, stinky camels roam the desert. Smaller animals sleep underground to escape the strong heat. What is this place? The Gobi Desert. This Asian desert is one of the wildest habitats on Earth. What is the Gobi Desert? The country of Mongolia is in the center of Asia and between Russia and China. The Gobi Desert is located in the southern part of Mongolia and the far northern part of China. The Gobi is the largest desert in Asia and the fifth largest in the world. The northern part of the Gobi is the farthest place on the planet from a large body of water. The Gobi is quite dry. It gets between 2 and 8 inches of rain per year. Most deserts are hot, very hot, but the Gobi can also be very cold. In winter, the average temperature is minus 40 degrees Fahrenheit. In summer, the high temperature is 120 degrees Fahrenheit. It is hard to believe that anything could live here. In fact, the Gobi Desert is the last safe place for many endangered animals. The Gobi Desert is divided into five regions, from west to east. At the far northwest, the Jhangarr Basin has a few rivers and lakes. South of that, the Tian Shan Range is made up of Rocky Mountains. In the center, the Gobi Lakes Valley has some sand dunes and salt marshes. In the northeast, the Eastern Desert Steppe is made of low rocky land. To the south, the Alashan Plateau is a high, flat area. The Jhangarr Basin. The Jhangarr Basin is surrounded by mountains. Rivers from these mountains drain into a few lakes in the low, flat basin. This area is home to the most famous desert animal, the wild two-humped Bactrian camel. It can live for 30 days without food and 10 days without water. It stores fat in its humps to use when it cannot get food or water. Slurp. When a Bactrian camel finds water, it drinks 25 gallons at one time. It can even live on water that is saltier than seawater. Crunch, munch. The camel eats tough plants with its large, strong teeth. Then it throws up its food and chews it up again. It has terrible stinky breath. The camel yells loudly when it is unhappy. And if it is really upset, it spits a smelly green slime. The camel is easily bothered, but the only animal it fears is a gray wolf. A lone wolf quietly moves closer to a herd of wild camels. Swish, swish! The camels flick their tails when they sense danger. Charge! The wolf attacks, but the camels run away. Some wolves hunt alone, but they usually travel in packs of about 5 to 10. Working together helps them catch large prey. The wolf pack's favorite prey is the Mongolian gazelle. But gazelles are very fast and not easy to catch. The wolves stack closer and form a circle around a herd of gazelles. Leap, the gazelles jump into the air to confuse the wolves. Zoom, gazelles can run up to 15 miles per hour. Their fast feet fool the wolves. The Tian Shan Range. The Tian Shan Range in China is made up of tall mountains surrounded by the Gobi. Many animals live in this cooler area. Palas's pika, named after scientist Peter Simon Palas, looks like a small round rabbit. At sunrise, the pika comes out of its den to look for food. Suddenly, it hears an animal nearby. Squeak! The pika jumps behind some rocks to hide. The pika escapes from a hungry Palas cat. But it might not be so lucky next time. This sneaky nocturnal cat can climb up and down the craggy rocks to stalk its prey. A bigger mountain cat is the endangered snow leopard. Scientists believe there are only about 5,000 of these cats left. A snow leopard perches on a high rock so it can look down the mountain. It spots an ibex below that is away from its herd. Jump! The leopard leaps down onto the ibex. It sinks its long teeth into the ibex's neck to kill it right away. This big cat rules the mountains. The Siberian ibex always has to watch out for snow leopards. This mountain goat is a speedy climber, but sometimes it cannot run away fast enough. Then the ibex fights back with its huge horns. The ibex's horns are not just for defending themselves. Male ibexes fight to decide who is in charge. They rear up on their back legs. Bang! They leap forward and lock their horns together. The fight ends when one of the ibexes backs off. The Gobi Lake Drought. When is the last thing you expect to see in the desert? In a desert? Fish, but the Mongolian grayling swims in the Gobi Valley's freshwater lakes. The grayling's main enemy is Palas's fish eagle. This big bird sits on a tree near a lake, watching for movement in the water. Dive! The fish eagle grabs the grayling in its huge talons. It can even carry animals larger than itself. Like the camel, the long-eared hedgehog can go without food or water for a long time. It hunts above ground at night. During the day, it rests under rocks to escape the afternoon heat. The hedgehog's long ears help it to hear a snake nearby. Grrr! The hedgehog growls quietly. They tell the snake to back off. If that doesn't work, the hedgehog rolls up into a tight ball to protect itself. The snake is now on a spiky snack, so it slithers away. It left the hedgehog alone, but the Gobi Pit Viper is one of the most dangerous snakes in the desert. Like all vipers, it is highly venomous. The pit viper waits for prey to come close. Suddenly, it shoots out of hiding. Pow! It seizes a Chinese scorpion with its fangs and delivers its toxic venom. That scorpion did not see the snake attack him. Chinese scorpions are small, but they usually fight back with their deadly venoms. Stickers and win. The Eastern Desert Steppe. The eastern desert steppe is a huge area of dry, flat land covered with grasses and shrubs. The Gobi gecko is well adapted to the desert. Its bulging eyes help it to hunt at night, but it also looks out for predators like the marbled polecat. The gecko stands on its tiptoes, opens its mouth, and arches its back. The polecat is not afraid and grabs the gecko. Pop! The gecko's tail breaks off. The gecko lives and its tail will grow back slowly. The polecat looks like a spotted skunk and it smells like one too. The polecat sprays a nasty otter and intruders, so they leave it alone. The tiny dwarf hamster has lots of predators, so it has to move fast. Hurry, scurry! This hamster's wide, furry feet are perfect for jumping on hot sand. Hamsters are the main food for the Corsica cat, fox. This fox has whiskers on its legs, not just its face, to help find its way in the dark. It also has excellent night vision and keen hearing. This helps it to keep away from predators like wolves and divine prey. Scritch, scratch. The fox can even hear a hamster digging underground. The Kulan, a horse like wild donkey, watches out for wolves too. A wolf nears a herd of Kulan. Bark! The males yell and kick at it. The other Kulan scatter and run away. The Kulan's only other predator is spoons, who hunt for them for food. The Saiga, a cross between a goat and an antelope, travels in large herds too. Also like the Kulan, both wolves and humans hunt the Saiga. Snort! The Saiga's unusual trunk-like nose helps it to filter out dust in the summer and to keep warm in the winter. The Alashan Plateau. The Alashan Plateau is mostly flat, grassy plains, but there are surprises too. The world's largest sand dunes. The Gobi brown bear is the one type of bear that lives only in the desert, but scientists believe there are only about 25 Gobi bears left. They hope to learn more about this small bear before it is too late. Chomp! A Gobi bear snacks on its favorite food, the wild rhubarb plant, in the springtime. This shy bear travels alone and hibernates all winter. Our Galli sheep graze in a herd at the edge of the plateau. Male Argali sheep have huge horns, but they do not use their horns to defend themselves. Grunt, a sheep, warns the herd that he sees a wolf. The sheep all scatter. This does not work very well. After the wolf kills and eats the sheep, it leaves a mess. That is where vultures come in to be the cleanup crew. The bearded vulture eats only bones. Smash! The big bird throws a large bone onto a rock to break it open. It is the only animal with this special diet. The Eurasian Eagle owl sits on a high rock, scanning the desert for prey. It is the largest owl in the world. The eagle owl uses its night vision to spot a tiny Gobi gerbilla. Swoop! The eagle owl zooms down quietly. But the jerboa has huge ears. He hears the eagle owl coming. Ha! The jerboa bounces away on its back, big back feet. It can jump 10 feet in a single leap. So it is also called a kangaroo rat. The jerboa gets all of its water from food. It may not drink in its whole life. Saving the Gobi Desert. The Gobi Desert is most famous for creatures that are extinct or no longer alive. Dinosaurs. The Gobi may have more dinosaur fossils than any other place on Earth. The dry desert climate preserves things that get buried especially well. The Gobi also has many natural resources, such as coal, oil, salt, and petroleum. There is hidden treasure in the desert too. Copper, gems, marble, and gold are mined in Mongolia. But the Gobi Desert is in trouble. The Gobi is getting hotter and larger through a process called desertification. This drains nearby cities. Another problem is industrialization. When a place goes from being wild to being built on and settled by people. What can you do to help the Gobi Desert? If you want to help save the planet, studying science is the first step toward finding answers. Scientists explore what effects humans are having and how we can undo or shrink these problems. What will you do to make a difference? The end.